This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think the clearer the vision, the more aggressive you can be, and that's important. So you want to be selective in free agency, because it just historically, like if you look at it, like it can tell you and you can learn from that. But if there's certain players that kind of hit all the check boxes that you need, there's really no reason to hold back. Like, I feel like you can be aggressive in those situations.
Snap, Brady sidesteps to the pocket of trouble, and down he goes. Sacked on the play by Khalil Mack. Mack with 2.5 sacks on the year, his first sack here this evening. And the Bears finally get to Tom Brady and get that pressure cranked up, Tom, and let it rip.
Are we about to see return of the Mack?
Ha!
Highlights courtesy of WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The great Jeff Joniak on the call. Okay, Spiegs, people have been hitting me up. The text lines have been blowing up. Folks in the mob have been talking about it. Give us your double rainbow. What did you see?
47-second highlight compilation video tweeted by the Bears at 3 p.m. today. The caption, "Leave your legacy," period. And it's a highlight package of several different Chicago Bears defensive stalwarts. There's Peanut Tillman stealing the ball from Randy Moss in the end zone. There's Brian Urlacher batting a Brett Favre pass in the air and intercepting it. There's Julius Peppers returning an interception for a touchdown. And mixed in with this are three different Khalil Mack highlights.
Really? Three of them?
He's first. The first highlight, and therefore the still, if you don't hit the button or hover to let the video play.
That's some nice trolling by the Bears and their social media team. That's done.
Is Khalil Mack. And it's also the last shot of the 47-second video is Khalil Mack at a Bears home game running across the back of the end zone, high-fiving fans on the sideline with the helmet off. Lawrence, on the eve of free agency.
All right, I got to look at this.
On the eve of free agency, when all these teams know what their targets are and their conversations have taken place behind the scenes, how at the very least is this? Look, at the very least, it is an advertisement for Khalil Mack and a recruiting pitch.
This is so tricky, man. I love this. This is great by the Bears social media team, man.
Because at the very least, it's a recruiting pitch. But no, I'm going to go ahead and say it's more than that. I'm going to go ahead and say Khalil Mack is a day one free agent signing by the Bears to come back here next week.
And they did some cool stuff with the actual video too. But like, just the fact that if you follow the Bears, and let me see how many people do. here and check on there. 2.1 million people follow the Bears.
Come on.
So that tweet, if you see the tweet and you see 52 and you see Khalil Mack, you're like, oh, bleep, he's coming. Yes. And then you hit the video, you're like, well, it's not that. But yes, that is an excellent tactic by them. If it doesn't lead to anything, it's an excellent tactic.
Well, but what's the tactic? Is it a recruiting pitch? Because I'm going ahead and saying I think it's a straight-up teaser. I think it's a straight-up teaser and telling the fans to be ready. Enjoy your weekend, and then when free agency starts, we'll be announcing Khalil Mack. Thank you very much.
I think that the beauty of it is engagement. Like, that's what they did here. So I'll give you an example, okay?
Yeah.
Earlier, they put the extension out for Josh Blackwell, and that got seen 69,000 times, right?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
The video that you're talking about,
yeah.
Would you like to take a guess at how many times it's been seen?
Now tell me.
862,000 times.
Come on, man.
That's great work by them, man. I am not mad at them at all.
Also, collusion. Like, you have to be worried about that kind of thing because you're not allowed to sign anyone yet. You're not allowed to talk to anyone
well,
yet.
Well, you have the...
So if it happens, you come back to that video, what'd you know?
That's a great question, Shane. Like, legally, I don't know. Like,
no, this isn't tampering. He played for them.
He played, right. So this is just a video.
This is just history of great defensive Bears players over the last 20 years.
I'm telling you, man.
That's all it is.
And when Peppers shows up at like the 35-second mark, I'm like, wow, they're really trying to make it seem like it's completest. But there's three Khalil Mack highlights. I think there's three Khalil Mack, two Peanut Tillmans, either one or two Urlachers, and only one short Julius Peppers. It's a Khalil Mack highlight reel dressed up with other Bears.
And do you remember the story of the Julius Peppers signing? His door at midnight.
Lovie Smith. That's what I'm saying. And that wasn't that wasn't tampering. That wasn't anything. Just like... This is the beauty of the NFL and the NBA in terms of free agency and just the absolute travesty of baseball, as we've talked about before. When the period begins, the signings get announced. The flurry of signings, the flurry of activity that you can book for day one, hour number one, makes it appointment news in the offseason, man.
I have really come to enjoy the joy that you get an optimism. Like, you live in that space. And I'm like, you know what? Bleep it. There's no games going on right now. Give yourself an hour. It makes sense to do. Uh-huh. Dream a little dream. It's totally okay.
I mean, seriously, like, if you're going to have one, what's the predominant free agent signing? Like, would you, if you're the Bears and you've got money for, and maybe you've got money for both, Drew Dahlman, you know,
they've got money to do both for sure.
Okay, so and maybe you do both, or maybe you get some other.
Think about it. It's not like the Mack thing before. Like, this is a different version of him, and you're probably going to sign him to like a 2-year deal with the second year being empty, so that you can front load it and this is not that. They can definitely get Mack and Dahlman. They can definitely do that.
Yeah, you're right. Like, this is going to be Khalil Mack at this point contractually is closer to Robert Quinn signing here than it is for the first deal that you signed him to once you traded for him.
Yeah,
that's
for
a closer
sure.
comp
mm-hmm. for sure. But yeah, dream all weekend long, dude. And then the tampering, the legal tampering period's uh-huh. going to start, and then you can do some of that and be like, hey, Khalil, you remember we got this video, and you're right there, you're our guy.
I'm calling it, man. He's locked and loaded. It basically. If you just look at it, it's a still of Khalil Mack as a Bear.
That's the best part.
If you watch the entire video, it ends with him high-fiving
yes.
fans at Soldier Field.
That's the best part. That is if you want to know how to work your social media feed for engagement, that is an A. Like, if I'm giving out grades, that's an A+. That is outstanding work by the Bears social media team.
And Shane's question of whether it comes back to bite them if he signs, as any sort of
This is nothing but a win. It's a win either way because he had great highlights here as a Bear. He was a great Bear, and if you get him, you get him, and it's awesome. It's a fun little Easter egg for everyone that they're doing it.
All right, Lawrence. So we referenced it with Emma the day that Peppers and Chester Taylor and, oh, by the way, Brandon Mondo Maliuna. So it was three of them there for free agency. What's your ideal stage for multiple free agents announced? Like, who's on your stage when free agency begins and Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson are there to introduce blank?
Khalil Mack, Drew Dalman, Tyler Lockett.
There it is, dude. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can. I can, and I think that would be a lot of fun. All right, so let's get out of fantasy world for a second, go back to real football world for a second. Nope, you're going to like this.
All right.
Because it's our guy. We've been thinking all week, and what does Olin think about all of this? Like, he's the number one guy going when it comes to talking about offensive line play. Here's what he told Mully and Haw about Tooney and the leadership and the standard that can be set by that guy.
One of the best parts about Joe Tooney, Olin, is his durability. He's missed two games in the last 9 years. Is that just luck, or is that part of professionalism as well?
I think you know the answer to that, Grody. That's professionalism, right? That's a guy who gets his body ready for the season. That's a guy who, even though he hasn't missed a game, I'm sure he's played through some injuries. He's played through some things that a lot of guys wouldn't play through. So that's the kind of guy Joe Tooney is when you put up those kind of stats where you've only missed two games, right? And obviously, he's played in a bunch of Super Bowls. He's played in a bunch of playoff games. He knows what it looks like. He knows what winning looks like. Now you have a guy sitting there in your room who guys stand up and they watch him and say, okay, this is the way a pro carries himself. This is the way a guy acts who has been successful in the NFL. He starts to set the standard, starts to set the example for these young offensive linemen as far as every day taking care of your body, every day showing up to work, showing up to walk through, taking everything seriously, concentrating, guys, on the things that the Chicago Bears players talked about so much last year, concentrating on the details, concentrating on little things, concentrating on getting your culture moving in the right direction. A guy like Joe Tooney can help with that a lot.
Now, Speaks, you brought it up earlier this week that's something that they've been missing, that this is the type of guy that you can attach yourself to if you're a young player and be like, why do you do that? What do you do after games? Yeah. How do you get your body ready? How do you watch film? That's important.
Yeah, man, it really is. And you can think about sort of any walk of life. You know, I mean, Lawrence, how many times have you talked to a young host if they're open, if they're willing? And I've had this experience. Hey, how do you show prep? Hey, how do you format a show? Hey, how do you put it together? Do you mind if I just watch you for a second? And it's even more common in team sports when you're all there and you're lockering next to each other and you're working next to each other. And it's like, And sometimes you're not going to hear it from a coach. You're not going to learn it from a coach, or you won't be quite as open to it. But when you see a guy with bona fides and pelts on the wall who's still damn good, it's a very, very powerful thing.
Okay, so the other thing here is we know that Olin knows how to play center because, you know, he did it at an all-pro level and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's been trying to figure out answers for the Bears at that position. What does this mean when you make this move, and how do the Bears go about fixing the center position?
Yeah, you go out there and you have to fix that center position also, right? And you can't have everything, obviously, in offensive line room. I would lean towards a younger guy with the two guys you just got, right? I mean, Dalman, depends what Coach Roshar wants. When he turns on the film, Coach Roshar, now the Bears' offensive line coach. When he turns on the film, when him and Ben Johnson sit in the room up there at Hallis Hall, and Ben Johnson asks him, Coach Roshar says, what do you want here at this position? Do you want an outside zone guy? Do you want a power guy? We're coming downhill at people. What do you want on film from your center, directing traffic, getting guys moving in the right direction? Now you got Joe Tooney there. He can help with that. He can help guys get guys on the right blocks. identify who the offensive line is working to, who the running back is working to, who's coming, who's hot. All these things you got to work on. I would like to see them get a young center and maybe also bring in a veteran center. Like when the Bears drafted me and I sat behind Casey Wigman for a year and learned a lot from Casey Wigman about how to be a pro, how to study my book. I sat behind him and really needed that year to learn. Talked about Cam Jurgens. He just did that in Philadelphia, right? The Eagles just did that with him. I sat him behind Jason Kelce for a year, played him at right guard, and then he started. And then they won the Super Bowl with him at center. So keep adding guys to that room, David. Maybe you get both. I don't know if you have the money from Dalman. I don't know if you, with the inside side three now, you might want to get an older left tackle in there too, a guy who's well-respected around the league, a guy who can block people, you know, with the injuries you have at the tackle position. So much uncertainty in this offensive line room. I don't know if you can ever say this year, oh, that's enough. We're good to go. Here we go. Get him on the field, right? Jonah Jackson just gave – they just gave him a bunch of money to go to the Rams, and you worry about, okay, why they let him go so fast? People are dying to have guys who block people in their 20s, guys. Guys who are 28 years old. I love Jonah Jackson's film there in Detroit, but it was between Frank Ragnow, an all-pro center, and Taylor Decker, a very good left tackle. The sum of the parts on the offensive line is always the most important thing. Nobody on the offensive line is good by themselves. I think Jonah Jackson is a possibility, David. I think that's why the Rams maybe didn't like what they saw from him, because they put him at center, right? So I think you put him at left guard and you forget about that position. I think you put Jonah Jackson there, young guy, has showed you that he could play left guard. Like I said, man, I loved his film when he was a free agent. I was hoping the Bears might take a look at him when he came, when he left the Lions. But now he's here as a Chicago Bear. I think he's 20. I think he's 28 or 29 years old. Plug him in there. Plug him in there at left guard. That's what you know he plays well. Joe Tooney has showed you, man. He can get played left tackle. I think he played a little right guard. He probably could play center if he wanted to. I think you put him at right guard and you figure the center position out. But I wouldn't mess with Jonah Jackson too much. I think he's a left guard. I think you put him there. You leave him there. I think that's what his film says. I think his film last year says that he's probably not a center. Remember now, when he played center last year, he played for Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford does what? He makes all the calls. He identifies everything. He tells you who's coming. He tells you who's blitzing. He tells you who you should be blocking, right? So if you struggle at center with Matthew Stafford, I do worry about moving him to center a little bit with Caleb Williams.
Well, there we go, man. I mean, we're so lucky to have Olin with his experience and his analysis to talk about this position at a time when this is a position of need.
Yep.
That was phenomenal. And he laid it out there early on, and then gave you tremendous context. And I think he gave us the definitive strategy. And we've danced around it a little bit as we talked to Max Unger, and we've referenced it a little bit. But I'm officially there now that Olin has given it to us to go along with how we've been dancing around it. Draft one, but sign one. So draft one to sit behind a free agent that you sign.
And now prep that, them.
And prep them. And it that, you know, in Indianapolis last year, they played Ryan Kelly, but they drafted Tanner Bordellini in the fifth round out of Wisconsin. And now likely it's going to be Bordellini as the starter after having learned. In Vegas last year, they drafted Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon, right? But they also re-signed their own free agent, Andre James, at center. And he played last year while Jackson Powers Johnson played guard. Today, the rumor is that the Raiders are going to release Andre James and move Jackson Powers Johnson to center.
So Cam Jurgens.
This is what happens, man.
Cam Jurgens in Philadelphia. He's playing behind Jason Kelce. They say, all right, we got you in here. You're going to play some guard. Kelce retires, slide him right in, championship level center.
There it is. So this is how you teach a young center, is by having them play guard for a year or be a backup for a year. So that might not be Drew Dalman then. It might be Drew Dalman, but maybe it's Andre James, who I just referenced, who the Raiders are going to cut, who's 28 years old. It's somebody like that. Or it's who's the guy from Green Bay? It's
Josh Myers.
Myers.
I was just going to say, Big Ant mentioned him yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
And that's as
go.
A guy who may not sign till later in the free agency, so don't get nervous
right.
if you don't
they
have
go
a guy.
Off the board.
Yeah, so
right.
if they draft a center like on the second or third day and they don't have a starter yet per se, don't get nervous, because like Ant was saying, how these guys that are really solid players for you, sometimes get selected or signed way later in the process than you're accustomed to.
By the way, yesterday on the show, we talked with Matt Canada. And Matt Canada, another guy who's connected to Dan Roschar, and had super nice things to say about him. We're putting together a pretty good file on Roschar so we can get some ideas on what it is that he wants to do and how he's going to do it.
Cool. I dig that. But I think we are now at the definitive plan with all the, we just gave 3-4 examples from around the league, and it's exactly what Olin is saying. So let's target that. And I love that Ant brought up Josh Myers. So now we got lower end center. So don't freak out if the Bears don't get Drew Dahlman. Know that there are options out there that you could pair with a rookie to attack this position the right way.
One more from Olin, and it's something that you are about. You hate that there are too many captains on the Bears. You are done with this. Olin's done with it too.
Should the Bears have 7 captains again this year, Olin?
Well, if they could get a few O linemen and D linemen in there, it'd be nice. So you can have 7, but let's get a few linemen in there, a few guys who, I always say, guys, the farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football, right? So those guys out there, the receivers and the DBs, when they talk and they do all those kind of things, that's because they don't really have to hit everybody on every play. The guys in the middle, man, the guys in the box,
yeah,
those are the guys that you want leading your football team, the quarterback, the middle linebacker, the center, the tackle, the nose guard, the defensive end, the defensive tackle. Those are the guys you want leading your football team every day, showing them what things look like.
How many bars does Olin have to drop, man? He drops bars all the time. The farther away you are from the football, the farther away you are from football.
That's awesome. Just dropping that article, right? Is the an article?
Like, sure.
Grammar-wise? I should know.
I'm not Dan. I don't do that for a living.
I was the class grammarian in fourth grade in Mrs. Makarski's class.
Yeah, you were having no sex either, apparently.
Well, he was in fourth grade.
None of the class grammarians I know were.
Thank God that he wasn't.
Shane, I was basically a narc in fourth grade. Like, I walked around the classroom with a little book. With a little journal. And I wrote down if people made a grammar mistake. That was my job.
You were the grammar police.
Why are you admitting that, Speaks?
I was excited about it. I was the class grammarian in fourth grade.
The official grammar Richard. Wow, look at you.
In fourth grade. And like I would write down when people made mistakes. And if you made 3, then you got punished. And one day I made 3 mistakes. And Sarah Endo noted all 3 of my mistakes, and I had to write down my own name 3 times, and then I had to give her the book, and she became the
class. Wow, so you were deposed.
I was deposed. I was dropped down.
Did anyone go to your birthday party?
Yeah, because it was slamming, because I made green French toast. It was freaking great, man.
We got a lot to unpack.
Let me add this. I was hot for Sarah Endo all the way through junior high and high school, because she deposed me as class grammarian. That was part of it. There was something aspirational about her.
Hey, man, we don't kink shame here. If that's what you like, that's what you like. There's a whole subsection of people that like that type of stuff.
That like grammar shaming?
No, but the idea of someone maybe holding a little power over you.
Oh, right.
And then you dig that.
Yeah. I was a glamour masochist. I think you're right. I'll just leave it there.
Is she still hot?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I'm trying to find her.
I haven't looked.
Let's not get Speaks in trouble.
I don't know, he's probably already gone.
Shane, he's probably already gone too far.
Okay, sorry.
With that declaration that he made, he's probably already gone too far. So let's not.
What was the declaration? I don't even remember.
Twitch is asking me to book Sarah Endo at 5:50.
That's what I'm saying. The declaration that you were hot for her all the way through junior high and high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you can't go harshing on me for high school life.
I'm not harshing on you. I'm just saying, you know, I got to watch out for my guy. I got to make sure that you know, he doesn't walk into a rolling pin when he gets home.
Texture says, this is why Speaks didn't have a prom date. That's so on point. That is 100%.
Wait, you didn't have a prom date because you were chasing after Sarah Endo?
I don't know. Maybe I was a grammar Richard, you know? Nobody wanted to date the grammar Richard. Would you, you know?
Maybe.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Maybe. I support you in that. I support you. You got to do what you got to do. You can only be you. Can't be anybody else.
That's the only me I can be.
That's
it. So true. Also, the farther away you are from the football, the farther you are away from football. Let's go.
So great.
Hey, I always say, guys, the farther you get away from the football,
farther away you are from football.
Farther away you are from football.
Olin's great. You were pretty, for people who didn't, I imagine that there was a bunch of people today that were like, oh, you know, I'll check in with the boys on Monday because there's a Cubs game usually when our show starts. So we weren't planning to have transition this afternoon, but I thought the transition was great. And you were hot about a couple of NBA items. There's a lot of NBA and NBA adjacent stuff that's going on right now. So I want you to re-rack those thoughts, sir, because we're going to share some of them next. Here on-
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
On the score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tillman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You can't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the score.
Get the hell up.
One of the things that I think drives interest in the NBA over the last, let's call it the last decade, has been talk about the NBA. Not even necessarily the games, but the personalities that are involved inside of the NBA and around the NBA orbit are fascinating.
Yeah, it's been good soap opera. It really has been. And, you know, there's villains. There's salty people who you eventually come around to realize you like. Like, Kevin Durant has been salty, and there's been drama around Kevin. But you and I both have, like, you know, found a fondness for that guy. There's been passionate, you know, really good players like Draymond Green, who you love their edge, and then they can't stop having that edge and pushing themselves over the line. Like, I'm angry at Draymond Green right now. I'm not really a fan of his, and I used to be a fan of his.
Hey, explain, you know, for people who didn't hear it earlier why you're upset with him.
I mean, there was the thing a couple years ago with Sabonis where he, like, stepped on Sabonis in that Sacramento Kings series and then didn't apologize about it. And I thought that whole thing was ugly. But, it, you know, and there's been other stuff.
Well, wasn't it the Yosef Nurkic, the brother needs help? Wasn't
Absolutely.
That brother needs help.
and he does need help. I mean, punching Jordan Poole, right? Punching Jordan Poole in the face. Yep. And Steve Kerr deciding he needed to embolden him along the way all these different times. And I get that's his job and it's awkward. But this latest one, he called out Karl Anthony Towns. He basically started a story that Karl Anthony Towns was skipping the Warriors game because he was ducking Jimmy Butler. That he didn't want to play against Jimmy Butler. That he, because of the Minnesota thing and whatever else, that he wanted to dodge Jimmy Butler. And it turns out that Karl Anthony Towns missed the game because he had to be away from the team to be with his family after the death of a friend. Quote, "This is one of those moments where I had to be there for my family and be there for the kids that lost somebody really special to them." So Draymond wasn't even aware of that. And then when he was told about that on the podcast that he was hosting, he said, "That's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made were what I heard was this. That's what I heard. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on."
And you think there would be a little bit of self-realization in that moment?
Oh, maybe just a touch, man. Just a freaking touch from Draymond. You started a garbage-ass rumor that wasn't true, and a dude was at a funeral and being with his family, and then you don't even have the stones to back down from it. So I'm not a fan, and I used to be a fan.
Well, there was something that went down last night, and a lot of people saw it. It rose to the level of it then needing to be addressed. Stephen A. Smith, congratulations to him. He just signed five-year, $100 million deal with ESPN. And I would have never thought that, like, talent would get that. Like, you hear about guys like busting out and they're building a company. McAfee has done that, where you build the company and you make all. This is a new day for what the top of the profession is like. Oh, but boy. He was seen on the court last night being admonished, I think is probably the proper term, by LeBron James about things that he said. And shout out to Stephen A. You and I both believe in the idea of going out there, and sometimes people do need to see your face and they need to tell you things that they haven't been able to. So that happened last night, and this morning Stephen A. had a retort.
That was LeBron James coming up to me unexpectedly, I might add, to confront me about making sure that I mind what I say about his son. Can't repeat the words because they ain't suited for FCC airwaves. That's what he was doing. And I thought long and hard about this over the last few hours because I had no intentions, Molly, of talking about this at all.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because it was a one-on-one, I wouldn't say a conversation, but it was a one-on-one confrontation. But then I wake up and everybody from ESPN and my agent and everybody else were sending me that this thing had gone viral. And so ultimately it was unavoidable, and that is why I have to discuss it now. That wasn't a basketball player confronting me. That was a parent. That was a father. And I can't sit here and be angry or feel slighted by LeBron James in any way in that regard. By all accounts, he's obviously a wonderful family man and a wonderful father who cares very, very deeply about his son. And based on some of the comments that he had heard, or shall I say, I think he thought he heard, he clearly took exception to some of the things that he heard me say, and he confronted me about it. For the record, his agent and friend, Rich Paul, has my number. Maverick Carter, who works under him, has my number. LeBron James knows how to get in contact with me if he wanted to. He never called, because had he called and wanted to talk to me, I would have accepted that call. Had he wanted to see me, I would have flown out and I would have seen him and I would have had a conversation man to man. But that is not what he elected to do. Instead, he elected to confront me while I was sitting courtside. Ari Emanuel, the head of William Morris Endeavor, one of the agencies that represents me, along with Larry David, was sitting courtside. I was with them for the game. And he walked right up to me and he said what he had to say. And apparently he feels like I was slighting his son.
That was a courtesy of First Take. This is Stephen A. Smith.
How many humble brags?
Drop them names, baby. Them names to drop.
Self shines. Can you get in there?
Hey,
Larry David was sitting courtside.
You better believe it. I bet he wasn't expecting that.
And Larry reached out his leg and tripped LeBron James as he ran away from Stephen A. Well, you know, he's acknowledging that LeBron has the right to do it as a parent, and he can't be upset about it. But he's very, very good at keeping himself in the news and keeping himself part of the conversation. And I guess that's how you get $100 million.
Listen, guys, as someone who has sat courtside at a Bulls game, and that's me, that's just how we talk. Like guys like us that sit courtside.
Folks that have those type of tickets.
Folks that sit courtside. I've done it. I've been there. And I was sitting in front of Mitchell Tenpenny, country superstar. And I made sure to tell every single person I saw that as someone who sits courtside, I was sitting in front of Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yeah.
And that's just coming from someone who sits courtside.
It is interesting, though, that LeBron, I believe he doth protest too much sometimes, where he's been having, and Will, I think are important conversations about the pressure of the quote-unquote face of the league. And no one would really want that. It's interesting to me that in these moments where he has been saying how he never really wanted stuff like that, that he would then have a feud in the most public way possible with the most popular sports media figure in the world.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I have absolutely no problem with it from LeBron's perspective.
Neither do I, other than kind of pointing out that there may be a little hypocrisy in there.
Yeah, absolutely. When he says that stuff, I mean, he can't deny who you are, and you enjoy the plus side of being the face. You enjoyed all that, so just accept that that's who you are. I thought when Shane was courtside, the way that he was confronted by Dalen Terry, you know, who got up in his face and was angry at him for what he had said about, was it Dalen Terry's grandfather he said something about, I think, if memory serves.
I think it was about his jump shot.
Yeah, I did say something about Dalen Terry. I can't go courtside anymore. I don't want to be confronted again. But
unless Larry David is with you.
Unless Larry David's with me or Mitchell
Larry
Tenpenny's
David
behind me.
Was sitting courtside.
Yeah, it was Dalen Terry. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we got into a little fist fight.
Sure, man. You had the audacity, or is it the odyssey, to talk about it?
Literally, stop.
No, will not.
As someone who has had plenty of these situations arise, what I think is funny is the reaction you get when you don't back down. When if their volume goes high and yours does too, the reaction you get from that. is really interesting.
All of a sudden, you're at a Starbucks with Jordan Schultz.
That's right. That's right.
He better stay out of our business. He better stay out of White Sox business.
He's one of my favorite people, man.
Oh, man. I wish
No lie.
Who, Kenny?
I love battling with Kenny.
Oh, of course you do. That's just so perfect. I see it.
There's a lot there's a concentric circle. There's a crossover there. So us as guys, like, there's a there's enough there for that to be volatile.
I can see that, like, after an altercation, Kenny's saying, "All right, man, good one." Nice
That's
job.
Right, basically how all of them go. We MF and yell at each other for 5 minutes. It's like, hey, so how is everything? Like, everything's fine.
Did you get that lobster back?
No, I did not rob his house. But, man, you know, opportunities. I like lobster as much as the next guy.
I've always known that about you.
Yes, that's what it says in my bio.
Longtime lobster guy.
He likes lobster. We have a show announcement for you of the good variety. Next, here on The Score.
Mullin Hall, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
They got to get out of this market with a center. And I know that they have guys that can also play center. I know they have linemen that can also play center.
But I don't like that. And I don't think anybody either. Likes that either. We've been down that road with Lucas Patrick and Ryan Bates, and that seldom worked. And because we haven't heard from the Bears yet, it's not even an official trade yet. But Jonah Jackson playing center does nothing for me.
Mullin Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union. When you choose Great Lakes Credit Union, you're empowering local communities. GLCU, a nonprofit, invests into communities throughout Chicagoland, offering free financial counseling, reduced or eliminated fees, and the services and conveniences of big banks. Experience banking for a greater good at glcu.org.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's that time of year again. Hockey season and cold weather. As a proud partner of the Chicago Blackhawks and Chicago's hometown tire, Aturo knows just what drivers need for this climate. Check out the new all-weather category of tires available from Aturo. Offering year-round performance, all-weather tires are your safest bet for any season. Get your vehicle ready for winter with a new set of Aturo tires. Visit Aturo.com to find performance within reach at your local independent Aturo tire dealer.
Hey, Illinois, get the ultimate winning combo with Circus Sports and Rosati's Pizza. Download and fun the Circus Sports Illinois app with just $20 and you'll score a free pie. Bet big and taste the win with Circus Sports and Rosati's. It's sports betting the way it should be. Visit circussports.com/Rosati's. Must be 21 or older. Exclusions may apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All I'm doing is driving to have a meeting with my mom and dad. That's all.
About our finances?
Look, I'm already very late.
Jerry, remember a ceremony a year ago? Oh. I dressed in white and you in black?
I know you're my wife, but my mom said to me, you and what's her name?
She doesn't even remember my name.
She should bank at the bank next to my apartment, she said.
These days, the bank for us is First American.
Gotta go or mom's gonna worry.
First American has products that make us smart savers and smart borrowers.
See, mom made tapioca pudding for me.
First American CDs offer some of the highest rates.
But my mom says...
Your wife says we may even need a loan soon. Oh. And First American's fixed-rate home equity loan is a smart way to borrow.
Yeah, but Mom says that
we can get the money in.
Okay, okay. Well, check out First American Bank. Now, who can that be? Mom!
When you didn't show up, I got worried. Here's your tapioca. Dad's parking the car. Who's this?
Mom, it's my wife, Carol.
Oh, yeah. We met you at the wedding. Hi, dear.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit us online at firstambank.com or call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or you want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. This is Speaks. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner at 670 The Score. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Matt to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Matt for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, you know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Are going back out to Vegas to be at Circa Sports, to be at Stadium Swim. You should come out there too. We'll be there while the basketball tournaments are going on,
and not just the basketball tournaments, also, but MLB opening day. Man, we're gonna be out there
domestic
for the domestic. Thank you, domestic. Watery domestic, for those who know, and for MLB opening day, man, on the 27th, it's going to be so cool to be out there for this confluence of events, and people can hang out and listen to the show and watch hoops and watch MLB poolside with us.
We're going to be broadcasting the 27th and the 28th of this month. We'll be out there at Stadium Swim, which is great. And programming note, shout out to the Midday Show that flipped shows with us on Wednesday the 26th.
Hell yeah.
So that we can not be staggered when we get into Las Vegas. So we are actually going to take our show and do a flip-flop. We will be on in the midday on the 26th, and Bernstein, Harris, and Rahimi will be on in the afternoon. They will be holding down our spot while we are flying to Las Vegas.
So this is great. It means we don't have to wear our Legacy Club clothes on the plane.
Correct.
There could be a little comfortable plane ride out there.
Absolutely. Correct. We can make that 7 p.m. strip club reservation
that I've made, dude.
All of us.
And the 26th is my birthday. This is my third birthday at Circa. We just always happen to be out there during March.
Shane, were we out there on your birthday?
31, yeah.
No. You and I, when we went to the fights.
No.
I thought that was in March,
too. I think it was May.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I think it was May.
It's usually like Cinco de Mayo, right? When the big thing
is. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Do we? By the way, do we need that strip club reservation that I made?
No, I've got a couple. We're probably good. I've got a couple best backups.
No, we're good.
Yeah, Spearmint Rhino's waiting for us.
No, we're all set.
They're like, Matt Spiegel's coming back.
We know Derek Stevens, so we basically got the key to the city.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna bring my. You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna bring this time? I'm gonna bring my grammar book.
Exactly what the ladies at the club will want to talk to you about.
It worked in fourth grade. I mean, it's going to work now.
Might as well try it.
Take it from me. Like, we're trying to read a book at Stadium Swim when you've got the double sun going. Yeah. It's not a great idea.
Yeah,
just get in the pool, dude.
Get in the pool because you're on Tatooine. And get in the pool, and you will have a good time.
I'm bringing my girlfriend as well. You guys are going to get to spend a whole weekend with Kaylin.
Oh, nice,
she's,
man.
She's coming out the whole time.
That's good stuff,
good
man. Everyone deserves a vacation.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves an opportunity to get away a little bit, do a little workcation thing. It's fine.
Lawrence said I was good at dinner.
Whether it's just hanging out at his house, going out to dinner, he was really good at that.
So yeah, this is where I shine, really.
Yes.
At Vegas. Like on Mitch's company card, that's where I can be the best at dinner.
God,
so I don't want to set the standard too high, but it's my thing, you know?
Tanny, what former mobster haunt are we going to this time, sir? Or current mobster haunt.
Well, Golden Steer.
Have we done Golden Steer yet?
Yeah, I have not done that place. Apparently, Shane's got a place lined up. So, you know, he's already on the offensive with trying to be better at dinner.
Yeah, it's very offensive.
You know, well, here's the thing. Like, I'm interested in going to Rod Marinelli's daughter's place, except that that's all Bernstein talks about. So he's kind of sullied the idea of it.
No, don't let him ruin that.
Oh, but she's got a steakhouse as well that Bernstein has never been to. So
I like that.
Yeah, there we go. Someplace he's never been sounds good to me.
You'll go God, wherever he's not.
This does not have Bernstein stink. It's wonderful here.
I love that place.
That's a wrap.
Man, this is a fun impromptu show. By the way, want to shout out University of Chicago new head coach, Craig Canoke, who is a P1 listener to this very show. And Speegs, we got a lot of peeps over there at U of C.
Yeah, we do.
And he's back now as the head coach. He used to be there as an assistant, and then he was head coach at Peyton High School. And I saw him a couple weeks ago. I was like, what the hell are you doing back here? He's like, I'm the head coach now. I was like,
good for it. That's very cool, man. That place has a remarkable sports legacy.
It really does.
I mean, going way back, obviously, and it's still a very good, healthy athletic department. And Ruben loved Super Summer Sports Camp over there, as you know. And that's very cool. Congratulations and shout out to Craig.
So we got Coach Canoke. We got
Coach Kamak.
Coach Kamak. We got Coach Reifert over there. We got a lot of people over there, man.
Yeah,
so
man.
Congratulations to him for making his way back to the place where he kind of got a big start in his career. That's a big deal to be able to be a head coach at any level of college football. So shout out to him. Thanks to everyone involved in today's show, by the way. You guys are awesome. This was impromptu. The guys did a great job of putting the show together. Speaks did a great job of kind of being like, all right, let's get everything going. And we ended up having a wonderful time. Thank you so much for the love and support that you show all of us. We will try to repay the favor. Monday, it's scheduled, baby. Spiegel and Holmes, 2-6 here on The Score. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.